Nobody knows what's actually going to happen when Michigan's newly elected officials take office in January. But so far, there have been some hopeful signs, especially from Governor-elect Rick Snyder and his team. Yesterday, he went to Lansing and met with not only the majority Republican caucuses in both the House and Senate, but with the Democrats as well. That's something the last governor-elect did not do, though in fairness to her, she probably wouldn't have been welcome in the Republican caucuses. He also met with the bipartisan freshman caucus, which will now account for more than half the legislature. The governor-elect made the usual sort of remarks about having an open-door policy and even reportedly told the freshmen that they might all go bowling sometime. I don't think I'll hold my breath waiting for that one. But he did some other things that impressed me more. Even though he won by almost 600,000 votes, the governor-elect did not claim to have a mandate for anything. Instead, he said he and the other folks elected had simply earned the right to participate, saying, "We're going to be on the field playing. Let's show some results." What the governor-elect knows is that he and the legislature don't have any choice about that. They have an enormous task to do and not much time to get it done. The state's facing a $1.6 billion budget deficit for the next fiscal year, and that's more than 20% of the entire general fund. Hard decisions have to be made. We've been facing deficits of this size year after year, but they've been kicked down the road, papered over with accounting tricks, and, more recently, covered by the president's stimulus money. There's not going to be any ability to do that next year. Our lawmakers are going to have to choose huge spending cuts, tax increases, or most likely, a combination of both. Rick Snyder made two other moves this week that struck me as eminently sensible. He said outgoing House Speaker Andy Dillon would be a state treasurer, the job Bob Emerson now has in the Granholm administration. This got a lot of attention because Dillon is a Democrat, something that gave some members of both parties fits. The state treasurer's main role is to explain state finances to the governor. Dillon is eminently qualified to do that. He's been the top House leader for 4 years and has both a financial and a legal background. His position is a policymaking one, only to the extent that he and the governor trust each other. The governor-elect also named former Lieutenant Governor Dick Postumus as an advisor who will clearly be sort of a legislative liaison. Postumus is also a former Senate Majority Leader who has a deep understanding of how things work and knew how to get it done. He was as deeply conservative as former Governor Engler, but, unlike his old boss, didn't inspire the same degree of animosity. Even his opponents tended to like him. You can expect some of this bipartisan honeymoon stuff to fade once the real work gets underway. But for now, the new broom seems off to a good start.